That's nice. Now, who's that?
Melissa Etheridge.
I like that song. You know, I'm going to the first live concert I've been to in probably 15 years.
Who you got?
Celebrity Theater has Marshall Tucker.
Oh, 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go see Marshall Tucker.
That's going to be fun.
We're here this morning talking Wenders with Sal from Dunright. And again, Sal, thanks for taking time out of your family weekend. We're used to it. But when we have guests in here, they're always having to get family permission. Tell your family we appreciate it. I can't talk windows without talking about, we've talked about the number one trend in windows is the black frame. But the number one type of window we're being requested to quote right now is, Rosie, I want to take this ranch style home. And you see that 6 foot or 8 foot patio sliding door that's on the back wall to the patio? I want to take that to 16 feet, 22 feet, 24 feet. I want to open the whole back of the house up to a disappearing glass wall. And they want to do it right up until the point I give them the price. And I am not winning any popularity contests on that one. But it is the most frequently requested door and window project we're getting at Rosie Wright Remodeling right now.
I can see it. Absolutely.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. I call you every time when they call us.
We do a lot of them now.
Oh, man.
Compared to what we were doing 3 years ago on the big multi-slides.
Yeah.
So in the big multi-slides, there's a lot of things to take into consideration. Once you get into a big panel, let's say it's a 4 foot by an 8 foot door, I really want you to be into a commercial product, which is going to have a 3-inch stainless steel roller. That's what's going to make the door operate like it's cutting through butter. If you're in anything residential,
what is a 4x8 panel weigh? That's going to be north of 200 pounds, isn't it?
I actually just unloaded one off the truck, and it was 272 pounds, just the piece of glass.
Oh, man.
It was 272. Yeah. It makes you a little shorter. I used to be as tall as my wife.
Makes your arms longer. You're not shorter. Arms are longer.
I'm shorter. I am shorter, yes. So anyways, there's a lot of things to take into consideration, and one of the biggest things is flow. So you need to look at where you're going to, how you're going to operate the door.
Traffic flow. Okay.
If this is going to be your everyday door to the backyard, so then you want it to be the main operator close to your kitchen or close to where your barbecue is, right?
Yeah,
or sure. If your house is, or your family room, whatever room it is, laid out to where a center operating door might be best, then you would have two fixed outer panels. So once you look at flow, then you look at size. Once you look at size, then you look at how many panels. Now, the more panels, the better, I guess. You can have more operating panels. However, a negative aspect is each panel can be anywhere from 1¾ inches to 2¼-inch track thickness, which means if you had a 4-panel door, that's 9 inches deep. If your house is only a 2x4 house, now you're looking at where you're going to put it, right?
Yeah.
So now you put a pop out on the exterior or something to make that door frame look okay or look good. But that is definitely something to take into consideration.
Now, I usually stop the conversation when I start talking to him about the sheer strength of the house, the engineering we're going to have to do, the load-bearing footings we're going to have to install, the new pillar post concentrated load points we're going to have to do on either end. And the issue that stops them more than any is, do you want it screened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the multi-slide doors. So, and
oh, are you okay with scorpions being able to crawl in or no. Flies fly in, and snakes?
And O is a fixed panel and X is an operating panel. It's always viewed from the outside looking in. If you have an OXXO door, some of your commercial products does offer a screen.
Yes, they do.
But once you get into an XXXO,
they are all sliding.
Then they don't, but except for the last one, right, being fixed. Yeah. If it were a pocket, then it'd be an XXXP. So then it would hide into the wall. But then they don't come with a screen. So there are a couple aftermarket options. And what I usually suggest is when people are doing this, they're looking for the true outdoor-indoor feeling.
That's right.
Right?
You're gonna
and they want to have that feeling. So if you usually have columns that are 10 feet out, 15 feet out with a covered overhang from that door,
right,
then I suggest always putting that screen on those columns
out
and
there.
Drop it down.
Excellent
so,
call.
Right? Then you have a true indoor-outdoor feeling. You get to open up that door, drop those screens. Yes, you have whatever was stuck out there in that area may come in, so you just want to, you know, search the area, but then it's designed very well.
Sal, we've been talking the whole hour about windows. I haven't even given you the chance to tell people how to get a hold of you.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you want people to get a hold of
you? We do. We love
Man,
customers.
I got carried away.
We
I
love
apologize.
Customers. Dunright Windows and Doors, 602-456-2227, or you can log on at azwindowreplacement.com.
And you can also find them under windows at rosieonthehouse.com.
I actually love how you say winders.
You like
so
it.
I don't think you should change it.
Okay. Good enough. The authority on windows has spoken. I can go back the way I always used to say it.
I always get teased by saying Wednesday, so don't feel bad.
Okay,
well, I see why.
Yeah. All right. Y'all stay tuned for the next hour.